Now, new research from the US has found that legalizing marijuana has left a lot of US youths behind. In states such as California and Colorado, where cannabis was legalized, the number of young people arrested for cannabis possession hasn't actually reduced. In comparison, states where cannabis has been decriminalized, such as Minnesota and New York, youth arrests did actually appear to decline. It does bring up the question of what happens to young people when the law treats adults and youths differently. To give us a better insight, we have Professor Marie Thiessen on the line. She is the director of the Matilda Centre at the University of Sydney. Marie, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
My pleasure.
What was your initial reaction to this report? Are these findings surprising?
I really thought that as you introduced it, that is the absolute important point that we must really make sure that when we change the law, we take into account how it affects both adults and young people. And I found these results actually really surprising.
And so state by state, it seems to have quite a difference as well. Is there a sort of a big picture we can see, or does it really have to be state by state?
Look, I think as you introduced it, the legalisation did appear to reduce cannabis arrests for young people. So different states have introduced different legislation and rules, and yet decriminalisation, didn't have the benefits. So you really need to be explicit when you're implementing policy. What would the rules be for older people and what would the rules be for younger people?
Where's the age cutoff here? Because I know, you know, a lot of the world, it's 18 that you can drink per se. In the US, it's 21. Is it the same as alcohol?
Well, youth, in the, you're absolutely right. In this case, the studies were looking at adults as aged over 18 and youth as aged under 18 years.
And so what sort of impacts do you think this is going to have in the long run for people under 18 who've been arrested for this, you know, arrested for cannabis possession in a state where technically it is legal?
Yeah, well, concerns are that you're creating a criminal history for young people, that you've got really a two systems going on, one rules for adults and one rules for young people. And because of that, you've got a criminal history being created for young people where really for adults, people are saying that the use was okay, so the possession was okay. So it's really creating a very complex system for young people to be involved in.
And so the states, like I mentioned, with the legalised cannabis, the arrest numbers didn't go down, but decriminalisation, they did seem to go down a bit. Do you think that that's going to mean that we're going to see more states decriminalise as opposed to just legalising weed?
Yeah. Well, they are very complicated results because they've said that the studies suggested that decriminalisation reduced youth arrests in most cases, but the findings suggested that any benefits for youth could be lost when an adult use has also been legalised. So, again, it's quite complex, and I think to address the problem, it really appears that the decriminalisation policies need to take that additional step of being explicit about when use can be arrested for possession of small amounts of cannabis and when not.
Well, Marie, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for talking to me.
That was Marie Thiessen. She's the director of the Matilda Centre, speaking about how legalising weed hasn't necessarily helped US youths as much as decriminalising it.